The Reverend Kevin Mullen died on Saturday in Northern Ireland after a long illness. He was a Roman Catholic priest in the town of Omagh for more than 50 years, and an important part of his ministry was his work to bridge the divide between Catholics and Protestants in the country. Omagh was also the site of the deadliest bombing of the Troubles. 29 people were killed. The bombing happened 4 months after the signing of the Good Friday Agreement in 1998. We called him up last month on the 25th anniversary of the peace accord.
Hello, Deepa. I'm enjoying this conversation already.
I really enjoyed our conversation too. I asked Father Mullen if the past 25 years has been a period of calm for him and his parishioners in the town of Omagh.
I think it has been a time when we were not afraid that every time we went out the door something would happen. But Omagh has been unfortunate in the sense that not only was it the site of the great Omagh bomb in August of 98, but a policeman was shot, and then a policeman was wounded in the last few months here as well. It just seemed to be that people were, again, picking on Omagh, and we felt we were being forced to go through so much again. But we are very resilient. We will come through.
You said both Mass, the midnight Mass, on Easter Saturday, you preached again on Easter Sunday. What did you tell the congregation on this really momentous occasion of the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement?
I felt that I had to draw a parallel, though the comparisons are not equal, between the trust that people put in one another 25 years ago and the trust that God extended towards us in sending us his own son. And even though that son was brutally killed, God's trust in us continued, and we owe it to God to do our best to live as he wants to. I just felt it was a time for just mentioning the whole idea of trust.
You've spent 25 years doing that work, Father, that hard work of having people talk to and listen to each other. I wonder if you can leave us with one story of how that's worked and how you have maybe brought people together.
I just want to mention, yesterday morning at 7 o'clock, as the sun was rising, a lot of churches have a dawn service for Easter, and this year, here in this little village, two church communities came together, a very, very large number of people, larger than we had any other time. We went to an old, centuries-old burial chamber overlooking the lake, and we said, we want to be together with our history and together in our future. That was built up on years and years of having tea in one of those houses and just sharing sympathy when somebody died or being part of a community. But it's built up on tiny, tiny, tiny steps. And I must say, it goes back for me more than 25 years. It goes back 50 years of my whole priesthood. I was just very lucky to live next door to people of different faiths. We just got on as good neighbours, a lovely relationship that we could draw on when it was needed.
Kevin Mullen, a priest for more than 50 years in Omagh in Northern Ireland. He helped Catholics and Protestants find a way to live together in peace. We're remembering Father Mullen, who died on Saturday.